Hi, Angel. How are you? Good. I'm doing good. I think. We'll find out.
All you sinners, come find his mercy. Jesus is waiting. God so loved the world.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Days of Elijah.
These are the days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord. These are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored. And these are days of great trials, of famine and darkness and sword. We are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, so lift your voice. It's a year of jubilee. Out of Zion till salvation comes. These are the days of Ezekiel, the dry bones becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David, rebuilding the temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest, the fields are in white in the world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, so lift your voice. It's year of jubilee. Out of Zion till salvation comes. There's no God like Jehovah. 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 Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, so lift your voice, year of jubilee. Out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet calls, so lift your voice, year of jubilee. Out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Out of Zion's hill salvation comes. Out of Zion's hill salvation comes.
Morning. You may have a seat. My name is Eric Byram. I'm the presiding pastoral elder here at Grace Fellowship Church, and today is a different sort of day. What are these fifth Sundays called for us? Does anybody remember? Celebration Sunday, right? And we during these Celebration Sundays, we do a little bit of a different format. So if you're not used to that, I'm just going to kind of give you the outline. I like to go to 1 Corinthians 14, and I'm going to just read this part. I think this really sums up what these are about. So let me read this passage. In 26, verse 26, it says, "What then, brothers, when you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or interpretation. Let all things be done for building up." So the last line of that is very important. It's like, let all things be done for building up. So this is a Sunday where we're seeking to build up the congregation with the various spiritual gifts We're doing praise. We're going to have some time for prayer. We're going to have some time for thanksgiving, for testimonies. So I want you to be thinking about it. Even young people, if you have a testimony or a verse that has jumped out to you this week, maybe I'm giving you forewarning to kind of think about that so you're not caught off guard. I'm not going to call on anybody and say, you need to share. But I want to give you forewarning so you think, huh, what has God been doing? What has he been doing in my life? What has he been speaking to me that I could share for the building up of others this morning? And the format we're following today for it is the Lord's Prayer. So we're going to be doing each worship set and then doing the aspect of the Lord's Prayer. So I'm going to read that just to get us in that headspace. It's in Matthew 6. Many of you have memorized this. And it's funny, when we do the Lord's Prayer, it's like, is it trespasses or is it, you know, debts? You know, so it's funny, you know, we all have memorized in maybe different versions. So I'm going to read this from the ESV, but feel free to do the Lord's Prayer, whatever version you know. So we're not going to say this together, but I'll just read this for us to think about. It says this: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. So we're going to follow that here, and this first set, we're going to be focusing in on that first part, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, okay? And then the second set, we're going to be looking at your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So that first set's going to be praise. So after the first set, we're going to break into a time of prayerful praise, so just to get you ready for that. And then after the second set, we're going to do some time of testimony, thanksgiving, what God has been doing. And then, so that will be your kingdom come, your will be done, thanking God for what his kingdom is doing, right now. And then the last set, we're going to be breaking into small groups to lift up petitions together. So just to give you an idea of how the flow of the morning is going to go. Yes, John? Sure, let's hear it. Wait, why don't I come to you? Because in case we're recording, some might... Well, they won't hear you online, so that's...
Yeah. Hebrews 10, 19 through 20. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil of his flesh, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith as we worship.
Good word. So let's all stand, and we're going to worship together. So take it away, guys.
Good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you. Good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. People from every nation and tongue, from generation to generation, we worship you.
above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that you are Lord. Lord, what a sweet name. What a sweet name. I love it so.
All that I can do. praise his holy name. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion? Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord works righteous and just mm-hmm. righteousness and justice for all the oppressed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Amen. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods.
Amen.
For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Mm-hmm. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nations. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Mm-hmm. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Mm-hmm. Worship the Lord in his splendor of his holiness. Mm-hmm. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice. Let the earth be glad. Let the sea resound.
Praise
and
the Lord.
All that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing
yes,
for joy.
Lord.
Let all creation rejoice before the Lord. For he comes. He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are good, Lord. We worship you. Be enthroned in the praise of your people.
Thank you, Lord.
Behold, the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Could you play a D minor chord for me, please?
D minor.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me by quiet streams. Restores my soul. In righteous paths he leads me for his name's sake. And though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with shall follow me
shall dwell in the house, in the house of the Lord
Father in heaven, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Let's lift up praises to our Father, imminent, right with us in heaven, transcendent, above all, able to be both of those at once. Lift up your praises, saints.
Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Amen. We trust in your name, Lord, because you have proven yourself trustworthy, Lord. You are perfect and righteous and holy, and you always do what is right. You always do what is good. You always do what is best for us. Lord, we can trust you with our whole lives and our whole hearts and everything that we are. You gave us everything that we are, Lord. How can we not trust you? Lord, you are good. You are good. You are good. You are good.
Let me coax the kids, young people, and young adults. Be part of this. Share. Take a risk. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Lord, we watch all the news, all the tragedy, all the evil that is rampant in this world. And we know that somehow it is bringing in coming to an end. And we call to you, we pray to you, we have it all under
dwelling in the flow of your word. Thank you for showing us how to live in the flow of your word. Thank you for the cross and the great exchange of your righteousness for our sins. And thank you for the hope of resurrection life. We bow before you and praise you today in your presence. Praise your
name. Amen.
Lord, you are the God who breathes out galaxies. Yet you've given us, Jesus, a parable of God the Father. And you've called us to be little Christs, a parable of Jesus, that we are, in a sense, bringing you to others. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. So, Lord, you've given us an amazing task, an amazing privilege to represent Jesus in this world, each one, from the youngest to the oldest among us. So, Lord, may we bear witness. May we be parables of Jesus, who's the ultimate parable of the Father, to point people to you. So, Lord, we thank you. As John was praying, Lord, we know this world is filled with trouble, but you've given us the promise that you have overcome the world. You've not promised us trouble-free existence. So when these horrible things happen, we don't say, where is God? You've said this will be trouble. There will be trouble. But take heart, I've overcome the world, and I will go with you. We know we don't go alone, whatever trouble we face. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Darkness, my God, that is who you are. are. That is who you 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 are. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Never stop, you never stop working. Never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. Never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker. Promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. 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 Without you, I fall apart. You're the one who guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness, oh God, how I need you. Where sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Yes, where you are, Lord, I am free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. to you. When temptation comes my way, and when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. And when I cannot stand, I'll fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. Lord, I need you.
Bring light to the dark.
never tire of saying how great you are, Father, because we can never say it enough. You are great. You are great, Father. You are great and greatly to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name, Father, Holy Lord, you are to be praised. Jehovah Jireh, Lord, we worship your holy name. Emmanuel. Jesus, 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 we praise your holy name.
Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord.
Lover praise of my Lord. Soul.
Worthy is the Lamb who is slain. Mm-hmm. Holy, holy is he. Mm-hmm. Sing a new song to him who sits on heaven's mercies.
Amen.
Worthy is the Lamb.
Amen.
Jesus, your name is power.
you, Lord. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're going to, you may be seated for a moment. We are going to take this next section just to share testimony. How has God been working? How is He building you up? And we talked earlier about that. The goal is that we use our spiritual gifts to build one another up. The goal of meeting not only is to praise Him, but that His church would be built up to be more like Him. And I just want to start us off. Maybe you have a passage you want to share or something the Lord's been doing this week. But I was reading in John 4 this week. And many of you are very familiar with this passage, but it just jumped out to me. Jesus is asking the Samaritan woman, he says in verse 7, give me a drink. And she goes on to say, how is it that you, a Jew, ask me for a drink, a woman from Samaria, because Jews have no dealings with Samaritans? And he answers her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. And then she said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw water with. The well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock. And this is the part that really jumped out to me. I just was been pondering this week. Jesus said to her, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. And it caused me just to pause and say, have I tasted that water? Am I constantly thirsty, or am I being filled regularly with that water? And that's something I want for my life. I want to find my sustenance, my satisfaction in him and him alone. Everything else is going to make us thirsty again. Nothing else is going to fill that hole, that God-sized hole in our heart. So he is the only one. And when we taste of him and are filled with him, not only will it fill us, but it'll make us a spring of living water. Others are going to get wet around us. We're going to represent him, and it won't be able to be contained within us. So I just wanted to open it up. If anyone has a testimony, I'll come to you, and if you could speak into the mic, that way those online could hear. So anyone have a testimony? Yes, Janine.
I wanted to share about last Tuesday when Mitch and I went, and Al and Becky were there. We went to the Fellows Gardens, and it's located in Youngstown, Ohio. And the gardens were very beautiful, and there are over 33 different kinds. But what happened that was so glorious is that we went to this room that was all round, and it was designed so that the sound would just reverberate to everyone who was there, and you could speak rather quietly, and I'm kind of quiet, and when you speak, the sound would just be like this microphone, you know, and it was amazing. But what I felt the Lord wanted me to do was to sing, because they said, well, someone sing. So I said, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. So praise the Lord. His word's going forth. So we just want to be vessels for him to fill. So I give him the glory. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I want to hear from our young people. I'm not going to call any of you out, but I'm going to call you all out. Let me coax you. You got stuff going on. I know it. You guys, I was sitting in that young adults group, and you guys are just like full of energy. Bring that energy. Come on. Let me coax you. Anything God's doing? You were talking about gifts last week, right? All right. You guys are so shy. Don't say I don't try to involve you, though. All right. We're getting there. All right. We still have some time, though. So if you're thinking, yeah, Bob.
Many of you know my dad passed away just a couple weeks ago. I thank you for your cards and the outpouring. These last few weeks, as I've been preparing a memorial service to come in a couple weeks, God's just been reminding me of things from my dad's life. Even that last song we did this morning, one of the things that my parents enjoyed in their retirement years was a timeshare, and they would go down to Sevierville near Pigeon Forge, and they would stay in a group of condos. And that particular place they really enjoyed, because on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock in a common room, they would bring in different pastors and music groups, and they would have usually a 45-minute or so worship service. And that song was written by a young lady named Carrie Job, but it was actually kind of performed and got to be known on the radio by a trio named Phillips, Craig, and Dean, whom I really love because they're three old guys, worship leaders, pastors, and they just love to worship God. And so in their spare time, they kind of became a trio and just perform worship songs and worship concerts. And they were the guests of honor at the condo that my parents went to. My parents had never heard of them. My dad, to his last day, referred to them as Fipsy, Craigs, and Deanie, because that's how he remembered them. But they began to worship. They sang a couple songs. One of the men would share a scripture and a testimony. They'd sing a couple more songs. Another of the guys would get up and share a scripture and a testimony. And my dad said, you know, this started at 11 o'clock. My dad said, the next thing we know, there's a guy banging on the door holding a parrot. And it's 1:30, and they're there to set up for a 2 o'clock bird show. And he said, I realized that we had been worshiping for 2.5 hours, and it felt like 10 minutes. And he said, I always worried about getting to heaven and you know, the endless worship that goes on in heaven. But he said, I had a flavor, I had a taste of it there that I'd never had anywhere else before, that just, there it is. We can worship God and time just kind of disappears. And so he was really blessed, and I was really blessed by his testimony. One other quick story. Tomorrow is not only Memorial Day, it's also my birthday. And most of you on this side of the aisle aren't old enough to remember. Some of you on that side are old enough to remember that holidays weren't always on Monday. Do you remember holidays weren't always on Monday? Memorial Day was always the 30th of May, no matter what day of the week it fell on, which meant two things for me growing up. One, I never had school on my birthday. And two, the swim club that my dad managed. He was a teacher and coach, and then he managed a swim club in the summers. The swim club opened on my birthday. And it was an all-day party at the swim club. Hot dogs for lunch, burgers for dinner, watermelon cake. It was my parents just... And again, just that my birthday falls on Memorial Day on Monday this year, I think is just a gift from God. That I can remember my dad and all of that, just the way he always dragged us along and included us in whatever. He was a busy man. He worked really hard. But he always dragged us along whenever he could. I mean, I spent my days growing up in gymnasiums and at the swim club because that's where my dad was. And I loved being with him, and he loved having us around. I think we drove him crazy a bit, but, you know, there we go. Thank you, Lord.
Thanks, Bob. There we go. You're the bold one. Thank you.
Hi. I'm Nakara. I'm not going to lie. I kind of forgot the question a little bit, but I think it was, how is God working in our life? Okay. So I, for some reason, for the past, like, since I got back from college, have been very thirsty. And part of that is I have a bad habit of never drinking any liquids. And the other part, oh my gosh, the living water. Oh, wow, that ties in. Okay, and the other part is, like, at school, my one friend, Kara, which was really fun, she brought me to her church in Toledo, which, you know, Toledo, but it's okay. We went to Toledo, and it was really fun, and I met a bunch of people because everyone's like, wow, Kara and Kara, and I'm like, this is a great way for people to know my name. But it was, like, a huge group of just young people and older people who were young. Everyone here is young, I promise. But it was like a really good community of people who you could look and be like, that's somebody like me. There's somebody a little younger than me. Here are more role models. And then coming back, and I was just in my room the whole day, which was wonderful because I am still catching up on the 4 months of sleep I still need to get. But it was like I was sitting there like, I want something else. I want something more. And over the past like 2 weeks, I have been really into like podcasts and stuff, because if you know me, you know I love murder mysteries and crime. So I am always listening to crime things, like true crime, and I follow current cases, I follow old cases. I don't like Unsolved, because one time I accidentally listened to an unsolved murder that happened in Ashland, and I didn't realize it, and it was already 12 at night, and I was going to bed. But I was like, why don't I swap out some of my crime time for like Christian podcasts and Christian things? And it worked. And I was like, I am not thirsty anymore. And then I started taking a water bottle to work and I was like, I'm fully quenched. And it, I don't know, I just felt like sharing how like, I don't know, it's cool the way that God works when you're thirsty, thirsty, thirsty. All right, thank you.
John.
So, Angel and I were supposed to go to Germany 2 years ago or so, and Mom and my youngest brother Aaron are going to go with us, and it's finally scheduled. We're going to be leaving for Germany Sunday, this coming Sunday. And one of the things we're going to be seeing is, the Passion Play in Oberammergau. And it really is something that's been going on for almost 400 years. It's the Passion Play, and it's like a five-hour play with dinner, 7 hours, Angel's telling me. And I just thought, wow, that's a lot of play. But then, you know, I've also been reading in Psalm 102 for the discipleship training schools and whatnot. And one of the things it says is, let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. Now, I don't know what all their motivations are in this town for the last 400 years. Pretty much the whole town, if you've been there more than 10 or 20 years, or you were born and you do this play, if you were born there. But you know what? 400 years ago, they could have said, let this be written for a future generation, that a people not yet created may praise the Lord. And I thought, okay, 5 hours in 400 years. I mean, this church has been around for 50. That's eight times. That's not so bad, I guess.
Got to watch if you're fixing your hair. I might get you. Okay, we got Becky over there. When Becky raises her hand, she doesn't do this often, so I want to hear what she has to say.
I hope I don't disappoint you. I just wanted to share an answer to prayer. You know, Albert's had Parkinson's a long time, since 2005, 18 years. And then he was diagnosed with kidney disease. And this week, on Wednesday, we had to see a cancer doctor, Dr. Katie Exton, because they thought he was at risk for multiple myeloma because of lab work. And so I thought, I don't know if I can deal, poor Albert, I don't know if I can deal with one more diagnosis. But it was very encouraging, and I just praise God. We saw Dr. Katie Exton, and she said, I don't think you need to worry. And I said, this is wonderful news. She said, she ordered repeat lab work that's going to be done at Riverside. But she said, there's only like a 1% chance that this could convert to multiple myeloma. And Albert doesn't have any symptoms for it. It was just going by the labs. But I was just so relieved. I just felt like a burden was lifted, because poor Albert, I didn't want him to deal with one more thing, and I didn't want to deal with one more thing. So I just praise God that the appointment went well.
Well, we're going to move forward. I'm sure that we could go till 2 p.m. We could do this five-hour thing like Germany if we wanted to. But you would all be mad at me. Maybe. So We're going to move forward now. We're going to take an offertory, and that's part of worship, is giving to the Lord. Now, we have the general offering, but there's also a special offering this morning. If you want to put it in an envelope or whatnot, there might have been envelopes on the back, but we're taking a special offering on these fifth Sundays for missions, and the missions team wanted to do that for the missions fund here at Grace Fellowship, and that goes to help out various short-term or other things that are happening. So if you want to give towards that, you just would designate that as a special missions fund, maybe an envelope that is in the back or whatnot. So if you can't give that during this part, you can put it in that back, that little brown box between the doors for the special offering if you're not ready for that. So let's pray. Lord, you've blessed us. You're Jehovah Jireh, which means our provider. You've given us work, you've given us strength, you've given us opportunity, and you've given us extra. And we give this back to you, and we say, thank you, God, it all belongs to you. And this portion we give back, recognizing and remembering that. May you use it for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Bob gave away the good news that his birthday is tomorrow, so happy birthday, Bob. Bob, you closely share a birthday. It's close by, but our own Samuel Heininger turns 29 again. No, I'm just kidding. He turns, how old will you be?
24.
He's not 29 yet. He turns that on June 1st, so congratulations, Samuel. And we got some anniversaries here. Cameron and Tracy on May 31st, so how many years is it, Cameron? How many years are you guys at now? 25. Ooh, the big. What is 25? Is that like silver? Oh, prison sentence. Oh. Whoa. Well, it's good she's not here today. If she's not watching, she won't know that you said that. So, and we have Brian and Sue Judd on the 4th of June. I'm not sure what one it is for them. And Andy and Marie also on the 4th of June. The 4th of June was a big day. So, where's Marie? How many years is that for you guys? 28. You're getting up to the big 3-0. So you guys made it past the prison sentence, and now you're in delight sentence. So that's good. That's good stuff. And this Wednesday, just be praying if you would. We have 12 students signed up from Madison Junior High or Middle School that are coming out to do the game club. We're doing that on Wednesdays. And we also have some of our own students. And those of you that are interested in helping with that, let Jadea Fox know. We have some people coming out to help. It goes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the kids bring their own sack lunch. So just be praying for that. It's a neat opportunity for us to connect with these young people. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, but just let Judea know so we're not surprised by your visit. And June 2nd at 9:30 a.m., we're going to have prayer for Reach Madison here in the sanctuary. We have Bible doctrine class next week. I'll be heading that up at 4 p.m. Kids and teen DTS sign up, so be sure to sign up your kiddos for those things and your teens for those. Samuel has an announcement here. We're going to have a summer play. So, Samuel, if you want to. Oh, yeah. You got your mic.
I got a mic.
Sure, you can share from up there.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Yeah. So if you haven't been here for too long, you might not know this, but we actually have a youth and young adult theater group here in the church that is finally starting to ramp back up after a while of not doing anything due to restrictions and things. Yes, thank you. 3 years. and we're actually doing a show this summer. We are actually able to do a musical this summer. We are going to be doing She Loves Me, the old Broadway show from the good 70 years ago, I think. The original.
Why are you looking at us?
No, she knows. I don't believe it was. I think it was 50s. I think it was about 70 years ago that this show premiered. It's really beautiful. It was written by the same guys who did Fiddler, actually, Fiddler on the Roof. So it's got really quality music, and I'm very excited to put it on. And so our auditions are going to be next week on Saturday and Sunday for anybody who feels young. really. Mostly youth and young adults. You know who you are if you're in the youth or young adult groups. But also, we're looking for people who want to be a part of the tech and helping out portions of things. So building the sets and designing and costumes and everything like that. So it's going to be really exciting and fun. So if you're interested in being a part of that, let me know. If they can't make next week auditions Saturday or Sunday, just tell me and I'll have another one. It's whatever. We're very chill. We're just gonna try and accommodate everybody and see if we can put a show on. The performances are gonna be in August. They're August 12th, 13th, and 14th. So that weekend, there'll be a Friday and Saturday evening show, and then one on Sunday. Right after church. So, yeah. She Loves Me? Yeah. Yeah, it's really good. If you don't know it, look it up. It's a Broadway classic.
Well, lots of things happening. There's more if you look in the bulletin that you received online or you notice some of the slides up there. There's more happening in June, so lots of fun stuff coming up. So we're going to stand now. We're going to do the third set, which we're going to be moving towards petition, and we're going to be looking at that last part of the Lord's Prayer. So if you guys would lead us in that set.
Well, this wasn't really petition, but it is about God being good. And so let's stand up and sing this one.
God is good all the time, Elise.
All the time. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. If you're walking through the valley, and there are shadows all around, do not fear. He will guide you. He will keep you safe and sound. 'Cause He has promised to never leave you nor forsake you. And His word is true. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good all the time. We were sinners, so unworthy. Still for us He chose to die. Filled us with His Holy Spirit. Now we can stand and testify. That His love is everlasting, and His mercies, they will never end. God is good all the time. He put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the darkest night, His light will shine. God is good. God is good. Oh, God is good. God is good all the time. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. This one goes way back. And probably maybe a third of you will remember this one. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in the Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in my Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in my Lord. And we are complete, complete, complete,
complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Hallelujah, we're complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by His grace alone. And we are complete in Him. Sing it out. Complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Hallelujah, we're complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. There's nothing more that I can do, for Jesus did it all. There's nothing more that I can do, for Jesus did it all. There's nothing more that I can do, for Jesus did it all. And we are complete in Him. Complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Hallelujah, we're complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him.
One more time, yeah.
Complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him. Hallelujah, we're complete, complete, complete in Him. We are complete in Him.
Amen. Praise You, Lord. Lord, there's nothing more that we can do, Lord. Thank You, Lord. You've done it all, Lord Jesus. Praise You, Lord. Praise You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Praise You, Lord.
Father of love, we thank You for Jesus Christ, Your Son, who is our hope, eternal, the everlasting One. For Messiah was given as a ransom for many. The bonds of the captive now set free.
Praise You, Lord.
In spirit and truth, we gather to glorify Your name. Jesus the Lamb is risen forevermore to reign. And with full adoration, we bow down before You, proclaiming Your love for all to see. Celebrate the Father's love. By His grace in Christ we stand. Celebrate the Father's love, safe within the nail-scarred hand. So let us rejoice together for all that You have done, embracing the cross and Jesus, Your own beloved Son. For Messiah was given as a ransom for many. The bonds of the captive now set free. Celebrate
celebrate.
Celebrate the Father's love. By His grace in Christ we stand.
Thank you, Jesus.
Celebrate the Father's love, safe within the nail-scarred hands, almighty hands, the Father's hands, Jesus' hands.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Mm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise you, O Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Lord, you are worthy of our praise, Lord. We give you praise this morning. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. You unravel me with a melody, me with a song of deliverance. From my enemies till all my fears are gone. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. Child of God, I am a child of God. From my mother's womb, you have chosen me. Love has called my name. I've been born again, praise you, Lord, into a family. Your blood flows through my veins. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer to fear. I am a child of God. I am
see so I could walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love.
Praise you, Lord.
You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God.
Sing that bridge again.
You split the sea so I could walk right through it. Your fears are drowned in perfect love.
Praise you, Lord.
You rescued me so I could stand and sing. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
It is so amazing that God sees us totally sinless because of what Jesus did. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. It is finished. Praise you, God. Praise you. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its word. It sounds like music in my ear. The sweetest name on earth.
Praise you, Lord.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. It tells me of a Savior's love who died to set me free. It tells me of his precious blood, the sinner's perfect plea. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord. Just sing out, church, if you feel so led. Praise you, Lord God. Praise you, Lord.
We thank you for your love.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you for working with us.
Mm.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Thank you for elders and you guys for allowing us to have a celebration of worship once a quarter or whatever it is.
Amen.
I remember Robert was telling me one time how we felt worship was so powerful, so so valuable to the service, and it is.
You guys are really making it. Thank you. Praise you. Amen. 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 I guess this is our ending song here, unless you want to say something, Eric. Sure.
Well, cool. We'll save that last one. We're trying to wrap up around 12:15 when we would normally wrap up with circle groups. So obviously on Celebration Sunday, we don't do our circle church. So if you're wondering why, wow, this is going quite long, we kind of fill that slot. If you need to do a restroom break, just get up and do what you got to do. Get some more coffee, whatever. But we're going to break into small groups right now. So look at those around you. Probably four or less, so don't be like a group of 20. The goal here is for those in those groups to be able to lift up petitions, you know, and some of us struggle to lift up things in a large group. And so I would love for us to, in these groups, if God's got something on your heart, you know, that last part of the Lord's Prayer is, give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, or debts, however you want to say that. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. So if you're dealing with something daily bread-ish, you need some bread, right? You need something. There's a need. If there's some debt that you feel weighing on your soul, share that in your group or lift that up quietly in your heart. And if you're feeling tempted or tested or tried right now, share that with your group as you feel led. So we're going to break in for about the next 10 minutes or so. I would love our groups to pray, and then Dan and the worship team will bring us out of that with the last song, and then we'll have a benediction. So let's break into groups of, you know, 4 to 5, 3 to 4, and let's spend the next 10 minutes in intercession, lifting up the needs of our hearts. If you guys feel like playing music quietly in the background, you could, but however you want to do that.
Extra courteous. Be the people that have patience.
Well, Lord, we just thank you so much for this group time. We thank you that you hear our petitions. You, the God who breathes out galaxies, you care about our sore toes or those little things in our lives that we would think nobody cares about, but you care. You want to hear us cry out to you. You want to hear our needs. You want to do life with us. So we thank you that whether it's big or small, you do care. You are our Abba, Father, Daddy. And so, Lord, we just close now just remembering how great your faithfulness is. Lord, may you remind us of that throughout this week, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, let's do this last song. Let's, if we're able, stand to our feet and really praise the Lord here.
Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Praise you, Lord.
How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Praise the Lord.
How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When Christ shall come with shouts of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
Praise the Lord.
How great thou art. How great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art, how great thou art, how great thou art.
One more time.
How great thou art, how great thou art.
Praise you, Lord.
You are great, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Let's lift up our hands for the benediction from the end of Jude. I love this benediction. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now and forever. Amen. Go in peace.
Amen. Amen.
I do have a little announcement. There are some cakes and cupcakes. The cupcakes are lemon. There's strawberry cake and chocolate cake. I made all kinds of creations for our nephew's graduation yesterday, so there are some back there. But I will warn you, if you get a corner piece, there may be a wooden spoke in them because I use those to hold the cakes together. So beware, but enjoy.
Eat at your own risk.
Yeah, eat at your own risk.
Exactly.